Overseas tonight into the war in Ukraine. This evening, Russia escalating its attacks in eastern Ukraine. And tonight, a top Russian diplomat, the highest ranking Russian official yet, resigning from his post, saying, quote, never have I been so ashamed of my country, saying those who conceived this war want only one thing, to remain in power forever, live in pompous, tasteless palaces, sail on yachts, enjoying unlimited power and complete impunity. Here's our senior foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, about 20 miles now from the front lines of the war tonight.
Tonight, Ukrainian and Russian forces toe-to-toe here in the Donbass region. What happens here could decide the outcome of the war.
This part of Ukraine has now pretty much become ground zero for the war in the country. Thousands and thousands of Russian and Ukrainian troops are now facing off against each other. The air is thick with the sound of artillery barrages and the sound of air raid sirens that ring out everywhere. And it's not just a military that's hitting each other, but often it's civilian targets like this, causing a loss of home and a loss of life.
Tens of thousands of people have fled the area and many are still trying to escape. We met one group today who fled the hardest-hit frontline town of Severodonetsk. Halina says it's a horror. They're shelling everywhere. The Donbass, now the main focus of Russia's campaign. But in Kyiv today, one of Putin's soldiers was sentenced to life in prison in the first war crimes trial. He admitted killing a civilian in the early days of the invasion.
David, both sides are now taking heavy losses, but the UK is saying that the Russians may have lost as many men here in just 3 months as the Soviets did in 9 years in Afghanistan. David?
Ian Pannell, just about 20 miles from the front lines for us. Ian, thank you.